Blog Talk Radio.
Children of children, the pistol song, we must talk.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Abba Yah, in the name of thy son, Yahushua, HaMashiach, Savior and Redeemer to us all. Thank you for allowing us to see another day. Thank you for this time that you have set apart for us, Father, your holy Shabbat, allowing us to see the wonders of your world, Father. Father, we ask that you forgive us for all our sins that we committed knowingly and unknowingly, Father, when we strayed to the left and to the right. And we thank you for your loving chastisement, Father, for bringing us back onto your course, your direction, Father, your pathway. Father, we ask that you allow your spirit to rest upon us, Father. Have your spirit teach us, Father. Give us wisdom, knowledge, understanding, Father. Show us the wonders of your word, Father. Reveal some more of your secrets unto us, Father. Father, we ask that you continue to perfect us. Continue to make us whole, make us complete. Continue to bring forth the men and women that you desire, the sons and daughters that you desire, the sons and daughters that you are so deserving of, Father. We ask all these things in the name of your Son, Yahushua HaMashiach, our Savior, our Redeemer, our soon coming King. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our mighty one, King of the universe, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who chooses the Torah, Moshe his servant, Yisrael his nation, and the prophets of truth and righteousness. Hallelujah. Amen. Shabbat shalom, family. This is your brother, Deu Al. Bible 101. And if someone can just shoot me a text letting me know that you can hear me clearly, we'll get started. Today, we're going to be talking about the Torah, too. The Torah, again. This is part two. And again, it reveals, the Torah reveals so much to us. You know, it reveals so much to us. And the Most High has really shown us, given us a complete picture about things, about the how things were and how things are, how things will be. You know, so we're going to get started. Again, we're going to open up in the book of Hosea. Todah, whoever. We're going to get started in the book of Hosea, chapter 4. Again, starting verses 1 through 9. Hosea, chapter 4, verses 1 through 9. And it reads, "Hear the word of Yahweh, ye children of Israel. For Yahweh hath a controversy with the inhabitants of the land. Is no truth, no mercy, nor knowledge of Elohim in the land. By swearing and lying and killing and stealing and committing adultery, they break out and blood toucheth blood. Therefore shall the land mourn, and every one that dwelleth therein shall languish, with the beasts of the field, and with the fowls of heaven, yea, the fishes of the sea, all shall be taken away. Yet let no man strive, prove another, for thy people are as they that strive with the priests. Therefore shalt thou fall in the day, and the prophet also shall fall with thee in the night. And I will destroy thy mother. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And again, we looked into this last week. It's not that they lack knowledge. They corrupted the knowledge that they had. My people are destroyed. Thou hast rejected knowledge. I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy Elohim. I will also forget thy children. As they were increased, so they sinned against me. Therefore will I change their glory into shame. They eat up the sin of my people, and they set their heart on their iniquity. And there shall be like people, like priests, and I will punish them for their ways and reward them for their doings. So again, when we look out in the world today, we see this happen. We see how people are following behind the wrong people. We see how the priests of this world corrupt people, has corrupted the people. We see how no one is reproving one another. No one is correcting one another. Everybody's just going their own way, doing whatever their heart desires. And because of that, the land mourns. Because of that, blood touches blood. The blood in the street is overrunning. Murders overrunning. Rapes, adultery, stealing, overrunning, overflooding this world with the iniquities that's being done. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. And it reads, all scripture is given by Elohim and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of Elohim may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good work. Or not using the Torah and using what Yahweh has inspired to be written to correct thyself, to reproof, to make the necessary corrections. You see all these evil works out in the world being done. But the Torah is to furnish people to do the good works of the Most High. All right? Now, this is going to be our focus for this week. Psalms chapter 83, verses 1 through 5. Psalm chapter 83, starting at verse 1, it reads, a song or psalm of Asaph. Keep not thou silence, O Elohim. Hold not thou peace. Hold not thy peace. And be not still, O El. For lo, thine enemies make a tumult, and they that hate thee has lifted up the head. They have taken crafty counsel against thy people and consulted against thy hidden ones. They have said, come and let us cut them off from being a nation. The name of Israel may be no more in remembrance. But they have consulted together with one consent. They are confederate against thee. And this is something that the brother read last night. How the whole world is against Israel. So, one of the ways we're going to be looking at this part, it says, they have said, come and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel in remembrance. So, that's our focus for this week. One of the ways that the world is taking the name of Israel from remembrance of this world is by destroying our children. And that's what's the focus going to be for this week. How the Torah is designed to affect kids, your children. When you look out in the world today, and I'm going to speak from being a 42-year-old black man and speaking and hearing other people in my age group and older speak on how they view children, view the children of this generation. A lot of people don't want to deal with the kids of this generation, view them as hopeless. They view them as disrespectful, as there's no hope for them. They're just too much. They're just too ignorant. They're not worth the time. They're not worth the trouble. They're not worthy of your time, basically. We're not supposed to view our kids like that. That causes a disconnect from this generation, from the generation that's now, to the generation before that. And if you look at what's happening, what has happened in the black community, there is a serious disconnect as the further you go back from this generation to the generation before. The generation we grew up in was disconnected from the generation before us, and so on and so on. But the further you go back, you can start to see the split, you know, because there at one time there was unity. At one time there was a sense of if Deuel's son is doing wrong, I'm the neighbor of Deuel, and I see Deuel's son doing wrong, I'm going to correct Deuel's son to the point I might have to beat Deuel's son, and Deuel will probably beat him again when he get home. But we don't have that anymore. Now, you can't even correct a son or a child verbally. You can't even tell a child now, that's wrong, you shouldn't do that. They don't accept it. And for fear, a lot of these kids, if you correct them verbally, they might attack you. You're an 80-some-odd-year-old man getting stomped by children. 69-year-old woman getting stomped by children. This stuff happens where they attack the elderly. So there's a disconnect from generation to generation to the point where now this generation of elders who are supposed to be leading and guiding and teaching the younger children how to be men and women, they're disconnected. They don't want to be bothered with them. They don't want to show them anything. They're not worth that. In their eyes, they're not worth it. And Satan has worked hard at doing that with his, like the brother put out, propaganda. You know? Everybody wants to concentrate on what white folks are doing and this, that, and another, and how they treat us bad and this, that, and another. But when we view our own in the same way, how are we any different? You know? Well, if we view our children the same way as our quote-unquote enemy views them, how are we any different? Right. You know? It was a basketball owner, and they did an interview on him, and they was talking about race relations. This happened a couple years ago. The part that everybody focuses on is that Mark Cuban said if he saw a group of young black men wearing hoodies, and he's walking down the street, and he saw a group of young black men wearing hoodies, and they're coming towards him, he will cross the street because he's afraid. And people love to stop at that frame. But if you continue the interview, he says the same thing about white people. He says, well, and he said, by the same token, if I see a bunch of bald-headed white guys with tattoos and stuff like that walking down the street and they're coming towards me, I will cross the street too. So it's something stereotypical about not just black people in his mind, and I'm just talking about his mind. It's something stereotypical, men with hoodies, that scares him. It's also something stereotypical about white guys with tattoos and bald heads that scares him, you know? So we look at these stereotypes, and these are things that the media have put out there, you know? These are the quote-unquote looks of an evil person. But what it has caused for black people and older black men, older black women to do is look at our own children with an evil eye. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying all of them are saints, because like I said, there is such a disconnect that a 14-year-old boy, a bunch of 14-year-old boys, would have the audacity to stomp an 87-year-old man or a 69. It's something the matter with them psychologically. You know, they were not taught the ways of the Most High. They don't know the ways of the Most High, because people who follow the ways of the Most High, you honor the hoary heads. That's what we are commanded to do. Honor the hoary heads. You are not, he said, entreat an elder like a father. When you go to these elders, you don't just go to them all haphazardly and call them and come out your mouth any old kind of way. You're supposed to entreat them the same way you would deal with them as like a father. And the same thing goes with these young women. I heard these young women talking about, "I'll beat her mother up too on the bus. This B-I-T-C-H will get slapped too," talking about somebody's mother. That's how they talk. It's a disconnect from generation to generation. And what's going to happen? The name of Israel will be wiped out. This is a way he's going to wipe it out, because if this is what's being taught, what is this young girl going to teach her child? What is the next generation going to look like? It's just going to get worse and worse. You know, these are the things that's happening. This is a way he's trying to remove the name of Israel from the earth. Because they act this way and they do go about things wrong. We already got the bullet. We already got the bullseye on us. Already got the bullseye on us. Everybody's gunning us down, looking to take us out. Already, just because of our skin color. That's number one. Now you have a dark skin color and you follow the ways of the Most High, boy, you in some serious trouble.
That's right.
We already got all these strikes against us. And then we're going to act like the animals of the earth on top of that, when we're commanded not to. He will take us out. You know? But that's what we're going to be looking at. They've taken crafty counsel. And again, Yahweh has an issue with his priests because of this, to be the leaders. And because they became corrupt, everybody else was corrupted. So, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 3 and 4. Time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. We took last week. We found out that the Torah is sound doctrine. It's complete doctrine. It's not missing anything. This is the doctrine that's sound, that's flawless. He says, "For the time will come where they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears." Now, people want to hear what they want to hear. They don't want to hear the truth. And especially these people out here who are doing wrong. Sound doctrine is, don't attack them. Don't fight one another. That's sound doctrine. They don't want to hear that. They want to hear the ones that saying, go ahead and smack them. Don't let them talk to you like that. You ain't no punk. You ain't this, that. That's what they're heaping to themselves. Now, the word is talking about those people who teach also. But think about the kids, because that's what our focus is on. You know, our focus is on what these kids are hearing, what they're bringing in. They don't want to hear spiritual music. They don't want to hear about how Yah is good to them or how Mashiach has done the things that he done. Mm-mm. Gun, gun, clap, clap, shoot, shoot, drug, drug. Percocets, Molly's Percocets. There's a song about popping pills. About getting high, my brother said. Percocet, and I mean, they put a tune to it where people dance to it. The brother said that Satan putting a rhythm in their mind. That rhythm becomes part of their mindset. It's part of their psyche now. And they do it not even, they do it not even thinking. It's like a subconscious thing. It's like breathing. You know, we don't really think about breathing. We just do it. It's in, out, in, out, in, out. It's on autopilot, so to speak. He says, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust, they shall heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. Verse 4, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. They're going to turn their ears away from the truth. Sanctify them by truth. Thy word is truth. They're going to turn away from that and want to hear whatever it is everybody else got to say. They don't believe that they're going to pay for their sins. So just do whatever you want. You only live once. Do what thou wilt. And this is the mantra of these children now. And there's not, it's such a disconnect from generation to generation. They don't want to hear, no, son, that's not right. That's not right. You're going to pay for those things. They don't want to hear what goes around comes around. They don't want to hear what you reap, what you sow. You know, all those things are, that's biblical principles. You reap what you sow. If you sow discord, expect to reap discord. That's what the words say. These are things that Yahweh put into the earth. And you can't get away from it. But again, Yahweh has a problem with to this world. You know? How can you be a man that say, you're teaching the word of God. And let's just start from something simple. The Shabbat. Say that the Shabbat is done away with. You know? Yahweh showed me something about that whole teaching. When people say the Shabbat is done away with, Yahweh asked me, did I take a day off the calendar? Is there now 6 days in the week? Because the Shabbat, number one, is a day. It's a space of time. It's a space of time. It's the seventh day. So when people say that the Shabbat is done away with, so now there's 6 days, and that's it. Is there a seventh day or not? Because that's the Shabbat. Everybody try to get into the ritual. The Shabbat is a space of time. That's all it is. It's 24 hours. From sunset to sunset, that's what it is. So now you're saying there's 6 days in the week and not seven. When you say it's done away with, and Jesus did that, show me where Jesus took a day off the calendar. You know? But anyway, so there's a disconnect still because the priests failed to do their job. All right? The book of Amos, starting at verse 7. surely the Master Yahweh will do nothing, but he reveal his secret unto his servants, the prophets. The lions have roared, who will not fear? The Master Yahweh have spoken, who can but prophesy? So, when we're out here telling folks, especially the priests, and it's talking about the prophet, but priests, prophet, these ones who are inspired by the Most High, who house his word. When you're telling folks something, right, and they don't hear it, that's on them. He says, Yahweh will not do nothing unless he reveals it to his prophet first. Well, guess what? He's revealed a lot of stuff to us within that talk. When these children are out here doing stuff, and he revealed how to deal with people in authority. A soft word turns away wrath. So when these children buck up against the authority, and the authority brings their wrath down upon the child, and you're telling them, no, chill out. Don't talk to these people like that. You're under their authority. You're under their authority. No, I'm going to do what I want, son. I'm going to do this, yada, yada, yada. And then the authority comes down on them. You literally just prophesied to that person. You literally prophesied to that person. But nothing good is going to come from this, son. You bucking up against them. You're trying to muscle the muscle. That's what you're trying to do. And you can't do it that way. No, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. And bad things happen to them. You literally prophesied to that person. You told them. Because Yahweh's word says these things. Yahweh's word says these things. We tell these things. You put these words within you. You put these words within you, and you try to tell your children or whoever, any child, the right way. If they don't listen, they're going to reap what they rewarded themselves with. They're going to reap the punishments of disobedience. That's the truth of the matter. But if they listen, then they save their souls. That's what the word says. When you, excuse me. When these priests and these prophets are telling you something and you don't listen. So it has to be a connection there. See, because if there's not a connection from this generation to that generation, you're not saying anything. Now you're in trouble. People who house the word of the Most High, because we are the watchmen, as the word say. And he says that he charged us to tell people. We are the watchmen. So now, if we don't tell them because there is a disconnect from here to there, guess what? Guess who's in trouble now? You done poured this thing out on yourself, according to Ezekiel, because you didn't tell them what thus saith Yahweh. You know? It's that double-edged sword. You got to speak that word. And for you to speak that word, you got to have some type of connection to the people. Got to. From generation to generation, you see what's happening. It's a separation. The gap is getting bigger. The gap is getting bigger. You know? You want to say something up? Oh. Brother, we always step on everybody's own toes, because whenever Abba gives us something, it's for us. It's for the priest first, then he gives it. It's for whoever get it first, and then you give it to the people. Because there's many times I was supposed to say more than what I said. You know, more than what I said. But, you know, because there is a disconnect. There's a disconnect from generation to generation. And because you go, well, they hard headed, they ain't going to listen. And you go, I'm tired of talking this, that, and another. We go through these things, you know. Everybody does. But, you know, the Torah is for reproof, correction, and furnishing all good works. You know, that's the great thing about his mercy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, we get another chance.
That's right.
As long as we got breath, we good.
That's right.
You know, we can take it. You can take that breath and waste it and not do it again. Or you could take that breath and start doing what Yahweh say.
Right.
You know, our toes always going to get stepped on, going to be crooked toed. And you're going to have ugly feet. I ain't going to be the only one with ugly feet. You know? But that's how it works. You know? And because, and that's why Yahweh said, I ain't got no issue. Israel, yeah, I'm mad at you. But I'm pissed off at the priest because it's their job. You know, when we look at the word, what it says, he specifically pissed off at these priests.
That's right.
The ones who, because they know, Israel knows, but the priests, they definitely know.
Right.
You know, they definitely know. Right. They definitely know. You know, so, hey, he got every right to be mad at us. But again, he's perfecting us. So thank you for your patience, your kindness, your loving, your all that. Thank you, Abba, because you ain't done yet. You ain't done yet. So, again, we got to have a connection, you know, and we got to prophesy and tell these people exactly what's what, especially the kids. They are the future. That's how we keep our name within the earth, you know. When a man has a son, that name stays within the earth, you know. Yahweh name stays within the earth when people do what he say do. Israel stays within that earth. But everybody wants to wipe that name out. Why? As long as nobody's doing what Yahweh say do, who can be called Israel? Who will overcome? Who will be that prince of power? Who will be that upright power, the power to be upright in all the things that Israel compose of when we look at that word?
Right.
You know, who will be that? Because it's not just one thing, you know. When we look at that term, Israel, it's not just one thing. Everybody has that one definition. It's not just that one thing. It's not, you know. But all right. Again, that's our job. Abba is pissed off at his priests for not doing their job. The book of Malachi, chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. It reads, "And now, O ye priests, this commandment is for you. If you will not hear, and if you will not lay it to heart to give glory unto my name, saith Yahweh of hosts, I will even send a curse upon you, and I will curse your blessings. Yea, I have cursed them already, because you do not lay it to heart." So why don't these folks have why is there a disconnect from the priests? We was not laying it to heart. We was not giving the glory to the Most High that he deserved. And we were supposed to show forth that glory, and we didn't. So Abba said, guess what? I'm going to curse your blessing. I got you. You don't want to hear me? No problem. It's not an issue. I'm going to just send this curse upon you. And when you start listening again, I'll take it away. Because he's not a respecter of persons. When you do wrong, you get wrong. You do right, you get right. He says, "Behold, I will corrupt your seed and spread dung upon your faces, even the dung of your solemn feasts. And one shall take you away with it. And ye shall know that I have set this commandment unto you, that my covenant might be with Levi, saith Yahweh of hosts. My covenant was with him. My covenant was with him of life and peace. And I gave them to him for the fear with which he feared me and was afraid before my name. So Louis did what was right in the eyes of the Most High. But what happened? His seed got corrupted. They didn't fear Yahweh like they were supposed to. And therefore, if the priests are not showing the right reverence to the Most High, how can the people? How can they? And so now you have a disconnect. Because it came a time when we read in the book of Samuel how, what was the priest who Samuel was under, had two natural sons, and they were out just doing all kinds of wrong. They were eating raw meat. They were out there laying with women. No, it wasn't Mordecai. I forget his name. That's fine. I'm thinking. Eli was his name. And Eli's kids, the word calls them sons of Belial. They were just out there doing all kinds of wrong. And Eli knew it. Eli did not correct his kids. And Eli's kids ended up dying. Yahweh ended up taking them away. Because Eli never corrected his kids. And on that day, Eli ended up falling and breaking his neck too. Because the ark got took away that day and his kids ended up dying. And he was leaning in the chair, fell back, broke his neck. Why? Didn't tell him. Supposed to tell him. He was supposed to correct his kids. But he let his kids run wild. And what do you see out here? There's no correction for these kids. Nobody's correcting them. These kids just running wild. They're literally running wild. Nobody's not telling these kids no other girl. Homosexuality is not right. Boy, don't you be kissing on these other boys. Homosexuality is not right. It's cool with these parents now. And they wonder why all this crap is going on. They wonder why the kids are how they are. You know? How can you say at 14 years old, 13 years old, 11 years old, that you don't like boys or you don't like girls? You ain't even start living.
Right, that's right.
You ain't even start living. Right? I mean, come on, man. What's going on, really? You know? But because there's no correction, these things keep on going on. That spirit stays. And you're not giving them any means to fight it off because you're not correcting them. So he says in Malachi chapter 2, back to verse 5, he says, my covenant was with him of life and peace. And I gave them to him for the fear with which he feared me and was afraid before my name. Verse 6. The law of truth was in his mouth, and iniquity was not found in his lips. He walked with me in peace and equity and did turn many away from iniquity. So he was on point. Yahweh was happy with this man. So he said, you know what? I'm making an agreement with you. You're going to have life and peace. You know, you're turning people away from your sins, from their sins. You're sitting at the law of truth was in your mouth. You're not telling iniquity that was not found on your lips. You're not telling people to go out here and break my laws. You're telling them to obey. You're telling them to do what's right within my eyes. You know? Yes, sir. Right.
In order for you to talk, you have to pay.
Have to.
You want to turn people around? Can't be on the outside. Have to get in there.
The brother said he was engaging with the people. In order for him to tell what's wrong, he had to engage them. You can't be on the outside looking in. You got to tell them. You got to be available, number one. Number two, you can't be afraid. You got to tell folks, you know. So what does he constantly say to us? Be strong and of good courage. Be strong and of good courage. Because there's going to be some things that you might be scared of. But be strong and of good courage. I'm with you. You know, that's a constant reminder to his servants. Whenever something is about to go down, he constantly reminds us of that. Right? Again, he says, the law of truth was in his mouth, and iniquity was not found in his lips. He walked with me in peace and equity and did turn many away from their iniquity. Verse 7, for the priest's lips should keep knowledge, and they should seek the law at his mouth, for he is the messenger of Yahweh of hosts. Again, that's what our lips are supposed to hold. Supposed to keep it. And they should seek, supposed to be giving them Torah.
Right.
We're supposed to be giving them exactly what they need because it's in the Torah. You know, it can't be, well, this situation comes up. What do you think? Well, in my opinion, no.
Right.
No. Right. Torah says.
Right.
And even if you don't know at that time, let me get back at you. Got to do some studying. Got to ask Abba some things, and I'll get back at you.
That's right.
And what Abba going to give you? Torah.
Torah.
He's going to give you his word.
That's right.
In this land. That's all we have, you know. And it's for our lips to speak.
Right?
Right?
Right.
He says, for he is the messenger of Yahweh of hosts. Verse 8. But you are departed out of the way. You have caused many to stumble at the law. They're not Lewi. He's making a distinction and a comparison. Priest now versus Lewi. You are departed out of the way. Ye have caused many to stumble at the law. Ye have corrupted the covenant of Lewi, saith Yahweh of hosts. So the priest wasn't on point. If you're out the way and people are coming to you for advice, you want to give them out the way advice.
Right.
You can't give them the word that you don't have.
Right.
You can't. So if a child comes to you, it's sort of like that movie. It wasn't Minister Society. I think it was South Central, where a little kid wanted to be, grow up to be like OG Bobby Johnson. OG Bobby Johnson's son wanted to be just like his dad so much, try to walk like him and emulate him, because he heard all these stories about his father and how his father was this hardcore gangster, but then his father changed his way. And OG Bobby Johnson's son didn't want to follow that way. He wanted to be OG Bobby Johnson's son. He didn't want to be this kid who does right, because all his friends is doing wrong, and everybody knows your father as this person. So what do you do? Continue to go down the wrong path. He continued to go down the wrong path. And at the end, you know, OG Bobby Johnson had to tell him, look, if you steal from a man, you can always return his goods. Kill a man. How can you make right with him? He's gone.
Right.
You know? How can you?
Right.
You know? And eventually, he won his son over. You know? But, point being, the son started off on a corrupted path. So that was the path he followed. It wasn't until he found the right path that he got on the right path. Now, us in our case, Israel. We started off on the right path, but then jumped off to a corrupted path. It's just the opposite, you know? But then we have priests who corrupted their way, and they kept us on a corrupted path. No correction was ever made. That means they never went back to Torah, because that's what the Torah is for, to correct us, to reproof us, to see where we're going wrong, where we're off at. That's the whole purpose of it. That's why he gave the word, to perfect us, to bring us to a wholeness. But you have departed out of the way. You have caused many to stumble at the law. You have corrupted the covenant of Levi, saith Yahweh of hosts. Verse 9. Therefore have I also made you contemptible and base before all the people. How do people see priests now? How do you see these men who supposedly house the word of God when they up there acting a fool in front of people, anointing the money with your feet, wanting pie in the sky now, to the point where they out there having sex with the congregation? They're doing all kinds of things that is contemptible in the eyes of the Most High and in the eyes of the people. The people see this. So there's no respect there. Again, disconnect. As long as no one's following the words of the Most High, the name of Israel will be blotted out on this earth. Nobody wants to be an Israelite. For what? To be like these dudes on the corner that's cussing people out, talking about you can rape 12-year-olds in the kingdom? How? And you got children hearing that.
Right. Right.
This is what the Bible is about. And they hear it and they believe it because it's on YouTube. So it got to be the truth.
Right.
You know? They're not going to search it out for themselves. They're not. He says, therefore have I made you contemptible, and as ye have not kept my ways, but have been partial in the law, whichever laws you feel like keeping, that's the ones you're going to keep. So Shabbat, we ain't keeping that one. But all these blessings and prosperities, yeah, that's for us. You know, all I got to do is believe. And they heap to teachers the ones they want to hear. Heap to themselves teachers who's going to tell them, that's all you got to do. You can see it. You can speak it. You're speaking into existence.
Right. Right.
You ain't got to do nothing. Just talk about it.
Right. Right.
He says, but have been partial in the law. Verse 10. Have we not all one Father? Have not one mighty one created us? Why do we deal treacherously every man against his brother by profaning the covenant of our fathers? That's the question that the Most High asks. What father wants to see their kids do treacherously to one another? I had to talk to Darius, because he's been really acting up for like the last couple weeks. He ended up getting into a fight with Eric, you know. And I had to talk to Darius, and I told him, I said, why are you fighting your brother, you know? And with Darius, he's like Yahweh. He tells you the end from the beginning. He told me the end result, but you got to work your way backwards to find out what exactly happened. So why did Eric do this? Because I did this. Okay, why did you do this? Because Eric did it. Okay, why did this? And I worked my whole way back to the point where Darius started to fight, right? And I had to get him to realize, you're starting to fight. But Danielle ended up calling me, and she was like, man, I just heard this big noise, and they down there fighting, and Darius is running from Eric. And I'm trying to explain to Darius, you don't fight your brother. And I told him that on 1,000 occasions. I said, man, don't you know if Eric really wanted to, he could really hurt you. I said, and on top of that, don't Eric do nice things for you? He's like, yeah, well, you know, he lets me borrow his DVD player and he does this and that. I said, so why you want to fight him? If he's doing all this good for you, why do you want to fight your brother? And so I told him exactly what to do, told him to apologize and clean up the mess he made and all that. But something like that just breaks my heart, you know, to hear that your kid's fighting, you know. As a parent, that's the last thing you wanted to do, want to hear. And I really think of all the fights that me and my brothers got into and how my mother would literally cry. I know one time my mother asked me, do I hate my brothers? You know, do I want to kill my brothers? And I'm like, no, I don't want to kill them, but they ain't going to be talking all crazy to me. You know, because I was like that. I was hothead, you know, and especially with them. Because, you know, you bring your parent a lot of sorrow that way. You know, that's a real sorrowful situation to be in, you know. And as a child, and we're going to see that in Torah, that's not something that we should want to do, is bring sorrow to our parents, you know, or anybody in general. But that's a bad situation. I mean, think about the first fight between brothers, Cain and Abel. Cain ended up killing Abel, you know, treacherously with his brother. Dealt treacherously with him. And this is something that the Most High does not want to happen between us. But again, that's what's going on in this world. Lying, adultery, stealing. People are dealing treacherously with one another, even the kids, you know. Kids see the night, this new iPhone about to come out. Watch how many people who buy it don't have it the next day. Somebody going to take that iPhone from them, that $1,000 iPhone from them. Somebody who didn't buy it going to have it. That's how people are dealing with one another. Nobody's obeying Torah. Thou shalt not steal. But somebody's iPhone is going to get stolen. When them Jordans come out, thou shalt not steal. Somebody who didn't pay $200 for those tennis shoes are wearing $200 tennis shoes. These things happen because the world is not obeying Torah and no one is correcting the mistakes. Right? So, again, let's go to the book of Proverbs. Verses 7 and 8. And, you know, Proverbs deals with, we've been through it. Proverbs deals with the kids a lot. It's always, it's, when you look at Proverbs, it's always a father talking to his son. Father's instructing his son. Then he turns into fathers instructing children. But it's always the instruction of a father to his son to try to get them not to do what's wrong in the eyes of the Most High. It's to get them and to keep them and to put them on the right path from the beginning, you know. So Proverbs chapter 1, starting at verse 7. We're going to look at a couple things that's said. Proverbs 1, 7. The fear of Yahweh is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. So, talked about Louis, right? He talked about the reverence and the fear that he had for the name of the Most High, and that was the beginning of knowledge. That was the beginning of him getting to know the Most High. And as he grew in that, the more knowledge and the more fear that he possessed, the bigger the knowledge that he became in the Most High. He said, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. So Louis was not a fool, according to the eyes of the Most High. Verse 8, he says, my son, hear the instructions of your father, and forsake not the law of your mother. For they shall be. He says, hear the instruction of your father, and forsake not the law of your mother. Let's jump down to verse 22. He says, How long, ye simple ones, will you love simplicity? Fools hate knowledge. So somebody's not listening to instructions. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit upon you. I will make known my words unto you. Because I have called and ye refused, I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded. So when we're talking to people, one, we have to make sure that they understand what we're saying, number one. There's no point in delivering a message that somebody, that no one understands, especially to these kids. A lot of times when older folks are talking to a younger generation, they try to give them knowledge either according to their generation or the current generation. Sometimes you just got to say something very simply, you know, saying that you want to, that people want to connect with them on a level that's quote unquote deep. But it's better to just have them understand the words that you're saying, you know, because no matter what the message is, the interpretation of the message is just as important as the message itself.
Right.
You know? It's sort of like how, you know, y'all know Darius. Darius is autistic. So one day he was back there. When he was here, he was playing the maracas, the little shakers. He was shaking them, this, that, and another. But, and this happened a while ago, Sister Tersa, he was stepping on Sister Tersa's shoes. He was, like, standing, like, right on top of her. So what I did, my message to him was, move over. Move over. But he interpreted it as, play the maracas this way. You know, so he started shaking the maracas like this. And I just laughed, right? But, again, the interpretation of the message is just as important as the message. So when we speak in the people, and especially kids, you want to, you don't want to give them too much, and you don't want to give them too little. You know, you want to give them enough so they understand, but you don't want to overload them, so to speak. And you don't want to make it so so they can't relate, you know. You don't want to talk about, hey, young blood, back in my day, we used to do this, that. No, I don't want to hear that, sir. You know, and you don't want to go, you know, you're a 60-year-old man, Chamba, what's up, yo? I don't want to hear that, sir.
Right.
You know, but you need to give them the message in a way that they can receive it, you know. You have to come to them on their level so that, one, your message, like he says, I will make known my words unto you, you know. When Louis was turning people away from their iniquity, he had to give it to them in a way that they understood, you know. He had to speak in a manner, in a way that they'll get it, and they'll understand the wrong they're doing, and they'll, okay, I got it. Okay, don't do it like this. Don't do, got you. You know, and it'll stick with them. But a lot of times, the disconnect, one, is already a breach. Two, you're going to make that breach even worse if you're delivering a message in a manner that somebody can't receive it. You know, you're gonna make that message, that breach even worse, to the point where, no, I don't want to talk to nobody about nothing, about no Bible, anything. You white people are going to H-E-double-L. You're going to do this. You're going to do that. You know, who wants to hear that if you are a white person and you witness that? How can you now deliver a message to a person who is white and they might be out there doing something against Torah? You know? So again, they have to. You have to, when dealing with folks, you have to speak in a manner that they can receive it, or else the message is lost. You know. He says, "Tarry you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Because I have called and ye refused, I have stretched my hand out and no man regarded. But ye have set at naught all my counsel and would none of my reproof." So you got somebody out there, when you get these instructions, they not listening, right? He says, verse 26, I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish come upon you. So things are going to happen to you. That's sort of like saying, I told you so.
Right.
You know, you didn't listen, and now this is what you're getting. Don't get scared now. That's what he's saying. You know, don't get scared now, because now all this fear is coming upon you. I told you, don't go down that path in the beginning. Don't do this. Don't get scared now. I told you not to attack that man. Oh, now you're getting locked up. Now you're scared. Don't get scared now. You was just Billy Bad Butt, you know, and you didn't want to listen. And so now you're getting hauled off to jail where there's a whole bunch of Billy Bad Butts. Don't get scared now. You know, that's what he's saying. Because I gave you wisdom, I'm giving you sound doctrine to keep your feet from slipping.
Right.
But you didn't want to listen. You mocked it. So now, you, the way you laughed at the wisdom, hey, wisdom laughs back.
Right.
He says, when your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish come upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me, because now you got to pay what you sowed.
Right.
You know, payment is due. You got to reap what you sowed. He says, for they that hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of Yahweh, they would none of my counsel. They despise all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. When you don't fear Yahweh, you don't obey that Torah, you're going to, what you sowed, you're going to reap what you sowed. So if you out there and you're starting fights, you're causing violence to happen between brothers, don't be surprised when it keeps on coming your way.
Right.
Don't be surprised if you got to keep on fighting when you get older. And don't be surprised when you get a little bit older, you can't get a job because now you got a record that says that you didn't laid your hands on folks, you can't deal with the public. And don't be surprised when things are harder for you. Don't cry now because you mocked wisdom. It's like, well, what's that movie? Bronx Tale. Al Pacino character, not Al Pacino, Joe Pesci character, killed somebody. The very end of the movie, the son that the dude that Joe Pesci killed came back, killed Joe Pesci at the very end of the movie. Why? Violence begets violence. And he ate of the fruit that he planted way back when. Way back when, the kid grew up, he witnessed it as a child, but got older. Same thing for Lucky Number 11. 11 came back at the, he got everybody that killed his kid grew up, came back, got them all. They had to eat of what they sowed, you know. But again, these are the words of a father to his son. In Proverbs chapter 2, starting at verse 1, it reads, "My son, receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thy ear unto wisdom, and apply thy heart to understanding. So when we get these words, we ain't supposed to just have them. We're supposed to try to understand them and try to understand exactly what Yahweh is saying. You know, exactly what he's saying. Because these are words that are going to lead to peace. Again, delivery of the word, delivery of the message is just as important as the message, you know, in the way that they understand. How are they going to understand it if you're saying it in a way they don't understand? They don't get it, you know? He says, so thou incline thy ear unto wisdom and apply thy heart to understand. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge and lifted up thy voice for understanding, if thou seek her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of Yahweh and find the knowledge of Elohim. For Yahweh giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that this is something that we're supposed to tell our kids, because this is something that the kids are supposed to do. The kids are not in order for them to have a relationship with Yahweh, they got to want to have a relationship with Yahweh. Their relationship with Yahweh is not based on their parents' relationship with Yahweh. They have to have their own personal walk with the Most High. They have to. Just because you grew up in it, you were born in it. Let's say you grew up in it and you stopped. What did you just do? You cut off your relationship with the Most High, even though you were born up in it. You know? It's a lot of folks that was born into a Christian background or a Jewish background. Most of those people that you see on TV eating anything are Jews who kept Torah, who know the laws, the kosher laws. But you're eating scorpions and all kinds of unclean things that Yahweh said don't eat. That guy, what is it, big strange food or whatever? That guy is a Jew. He's a Jew. He knows, and he's running around eating all kinds of clams and shellfish and scorpions and all anything anybody makes. He sticks in his mouth and digests. Because you stopped. It don't make a difference that you didn't grew up in this and went to all the schools and can recite the first, recite Genesis 1 to the. It don't make a. What difference do it make? You stopped. You know? You're no longer on that path. You stopped walking with Yahweh. And that's not based on what your father did, it's based on what you did. You know? If you stop and your father keep going, guess who's righteous and guess who ain't? So he says, he laid up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. Let's jump down to verse 10. He says, when wisdom enter into thy heart, and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul, discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee. So that's what they're supposed to be getting, the kids. But if there's a disconnect, how is wisdom going to enter into their heart unless the parents put it there? You know, their job as the teacher and the priest. How we are the ones that are responsible for making known the words of the Creator to people. We are the ones. But because we failed to do that and because we corrupted it for so long, it had to be cleaned up, so for lack of a better term. Yahweh had to start the whole program over again and say, look, this is how we're going to do it. Follow this and you'll be right. So now you got all these billions of doctrines out there, and you got to wade through all the mire and muck to find that one pure one. You know? He says, discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee, to deliver thee from the way of the evil man, from the man that speaketh froward things, who leaves the path of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness. Again, he's leaving the right way to go the wrong way. Who rejoice to do evil and delight in the frowardness of the wicked, whose ways are crooked and froward in their paths, to deliver thee from the strange woman, even the stranger which flattereth with her words, which forsaketh the guide of her youth and forgetteth the covenant of her mighty one. So it's people out there that's going to try to get you off this path. The priests, the elders, are supposed to keep them on the path. But if there is a disconnect, that ain't going to happen. They're going to go with the ones that's getting off the path. Follow that. The woman who flatters with her lips. That's a charming sister. Oh, you know what? Come on, just follow me. He got pretty eyes. Follow me. To get you off that path. They're going to compliment you. They're going to do whatever it takes to get you from uprightness to leaning sideways, to following them, you know? Any comments or questions? Proverbs chapter 3. Some more stuff for the son. And if you listen to him, all of them saying the same thing. Don't forget Torah. It's not saying don't live. It's not saying you're not going to have issues. But in all this, don't forget the law. Don't forget my law. Don't forget what I taught you. He says, my son, Proverbs chapter 3, starting verse 1. My son, get not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Why are these kids dying so fast? Why is the murder rate for these young adults? They just coming up missing and they in these little caskets and no one's obeying Torah. Length of days ain't being added to them. Why? They're not obeying Torah. Why? They don't know Torah. The priest has a corrupted version of the Torah. And those who have the right version of the Torah ain't telling them. So everybody is suffering over what the priest should be doing, over what the elders ought to be doing. You know? He says, for length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the tablet of thy heart. So shalt thou find favor, Elohim and man. Trust in Yahweh with all your heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. Same thing. Don't forget my Torah. Trust that there's something in there that's going to help you with whatever situation you're in. Abba got you. He even wrote about it. I know the way out. He says, trust in Yahweh with all thy heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear Yahweh and depart from evil. Because when you're wise in your own eyes, you know everything. Somebody, anything, who knows everything, they just won't get it. They will always have the yeah buts. The okay, I done been through. They always a situation. Know somebody. You cannot tell them nothing. You can't, you know, it's like, okay, you have to see, all right, it don't say that. It simply does not say that. Yes, it does. I know this and that. But what you just read is not what you said, and that's why you're having this issue, because it don't say what you're saying, you know. And it's sad, because you would think, you know, as a person gets older, you would think some of the ways of a younger person would just, like, go away. But sometimes we get stuck, you know. We didn't develop a habit so much that, you know, it's now us, you know. It's us, and we can't correct it. It's you know, like the brother said, it's like that wave pattern, Molly Percocets, Molly Percocets. Probably going to be popping pills for the rest of their life, because now you done did this so much. It's you. It's you now. So he says, be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear Yahweh and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Jump down to verse 11. My son, despise not the chastening of Yahweh, neither be weary of his correction. Why? That's what parents do. We correct mistakes. We see where you're going wrong. And, you know, as a kid, you're going to get tired of your parent correcting you. But Abba say, don't get tired of it. It's not that we correcting you because we like to correct you. We would love for you to do stuff perfectly. But the truth of the matter is, you're not. You know why? We didn't either. We didn't either. He says, despise not the chastening of Yahweh, neither be weary of his correction. For whom Yahweh loveth, he correcteth, even as a father, the son in whom he delighteth, the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. How do you get that wisdom? How do you get that understanding? Through the correction. But again, if there is a disconnect, you're not willing to correct. If there is a disconnect from generation to generation, generation to generation, to the point where you're looking at these children not being worthy of your correction, how are they ever going to get corrected? They're not. And they're going to be the generation that's wise in their own mind. You can't blame them for being like that if you're not willing to correct them. What other option is there? You know? Proverbs chapter 4. Starting at verse 20. And it reads, my son, attend to my words, incline thy ears unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thy eyes, keep them in the midst of thy heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Now, we know when he's talking about the heart, your mind. Guard your mind. Guard these things that enter into your mind. Keep those things that I'm giving you, son, my sayings, my good sound doctrine. Keep that in your mind. Don't be overwhelmed with all this crap that they got out there, you know. Don't be overwhelmed with gun, shoot, shoot, pat, pat, drug life, this, that, and another, that you forget my law. Don't be overwhelmed with that, because you can't stop folks from experiencing this world. You can't, unless you are, even the Amish allow their kids to experience the world, you know. They have to get that, they have to get that experience, you know. They have to have a choice. But in choosing, don't forget the law of your father. He says, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are all the issues of life. Verse 24, put away from thee a froward mouth and perverse lips. Put far from thee. Ever hear how these kids talk? Oh, boy. and it ain't their fault because the generation before them was just as bad, and the generation before them was just as bad. You know, it started somewhere. You know, a lot of folks like to say, we wasn't like that growing up. Well, it started somewhere. It didn't just get like this. It was a whole bunch of gay folks back when I was younger. They just wasn't walking down the street holding hands. Now they're walking down the streets holding hands. You just see more of them. It's not that they weren't there. They were there. As when a comedian say, everybody got their uncle named Peaches. So it's there. It was there. But it just wasn't out like that. You know? Now it's in your face. You know? Froward mouth and perverse lips put far away from thee. Let thine eyes look right on, straight ahead when he says right on. Let thy eyes look right on, and let thine eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand, nor to the left hand. Remove thy foot from evil. So, y'all on this path, young people, focus on what it is that you want to be. Focus on that talk. I don't want to be a murderer. I don't want to be a killer. Come on, yo, let's go kill somebody tonight. He did you wrong. I don't want to be a thief. I don't want to steal. Yo, they some slick J's, yo. Let's go take them from them. That's how it is. Focus on what it is you want to be. Keep your mind on that talk from going off that path that you don't want to be on. All right? Proverbs chapter 5, starting at verse 21. Again, all these are just things that the father is saying to his kids. He says, Proverbs chapter starting at verse 21. He says, for the ways of man are before the eyes of Yahweh, and he pondereth all his goings. His own iniquities shall take the wicked himself, and he shall be holden with the cords of his sins. He shall die without instructions, and in the greatness of his folly he shall go astray. So we didn't read in the last couple ones how Yahweh's instructions bring life. He's telling us without them, you're going to die. You will die. You will die faster than what you're supposed to. You know? And in the greatness of your foolishness, you not getting wisdom, you rejecting and hating wisdom, you're going to go astray. You're going to get off that path. And everything that you've been did is going to hold you there. He says, your own sins will be like cords to hold you. Because once you start down a path of lying, you got to continue to lie. Once you get down a path of murdering and doing wrong, I know a lot of folks who sold drugs their whole life, they never stop. No matter how many times they go to jail, they come out, never stop. Their own sins are holding them, their cords. And until you break that cycle, you're going to keep on doing it. Right? And Yahweh sees it. So, the book of Proverbs, chapter 29. It says, the rod and reproof give wisdom. But a child left to himself, bringing his mother shame. Again, as kids, you don't want to bring your parents shame. You don't want to do that. You know, that's not a good thing to have your mother ashamed of you, your father ashamed of you. And the reason why you're being ashamed, because they're being ashamed is because they told you right, and you know better. How many times have you as a child heard that? You know better. I shouldn't have to tell you that. You know better. That should be a shame to you, you know. But again, if you have that disconnect, you're not going to say that to them. You're not going to have these children don't have anything to look at. They don't have a goal, you know, because Satan has done his job. One in our eyes and two in their eyes. You know, we should never be looking at a child as hopeless. They are hope. That is the personification of potential when you're talking about a child. They can be anything, you know. They literally can be whatever it is they please to be. You know, they're not locked into anything. Whatever it is they feel like learning, they can learn. That's hope in its finest form. He says, the rod and reproof giveth wisdom, but a child left to himself bringeth his mother shame. When the wicked are multiplied, transgression increases, but the righteous shall see their fall. Correct thy son, and he shall give thee rest. Yea, and he shall give delight unto thy soul. So your son out there doing wrong, if you correct him, prayerfully he will not keep on doing the same thing over again. You know, that's the rest you're looking for. You're not going to have to keep on telling them the same thing over and over and over again. But if you're disconnected from them, you're not going to correct them. And you're going to have to keep on telling them the same thing over and over and over again. Because they don't know. They just don't know. He says, and he shall give delight unto their soul. Everybody wants a good kid. Everybody wants a kid where they don't have to, oh my God, the school done called again. You know, they done did this and you done got another deficiency. You got another bad report card. You know, who wants to go through that? Nobody wants to go through that, you know. So we said all that to say this. Abba wants good kids, you know. The brother read a passage the other day where there's a lack of vision, the people perish. Well, the Torah is the vision of Yahweh. This is how he sees his people living. He don't see his people, his young ones, stomping out elders, cussing out old people. It's not his vision for us. No. His vision for us is that we respect one another, that we do right by one another, that we are fair with one another. You know, if a brother is caught up in a fault, restore him. You don't just let him keep on doing wrong. Restore him. Correct him. Let him know what's up. You know, this is his vision for us. He wants good kids, not bad kids. He wants kids and delight in. He don't want no kids that's going to be shamed. And if we keep on shaming them, the name of Yisrael will be wiped out of this planet. It got to go. You know? Who would want to live like this? Who would want to continue in his ways? If we don't show Yahweh his propers, who's going to show it to him? Who's going to show it to him? You know? So we got one last scripture, Jeremiah chapter 35. Starting at verse 12. And it reads, then came the word of Yahweh unto Jeremiah, saying, thus saith Yahweh of hosts, the mighty one of Israel, go and tell the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, will you not receive instruction to hearken to my words, saith Yahweh? Why aren't y'all listening to me, Judah? Why won't you adhere to my instructions, Israel? The words of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, that he commanded his sons not to drink wine or perform. Unto this day, they drink none, but obey their father's commandment. Notwithstanding, I have spoken unto you, rising early and speaking, but ye hearken not unto me. So you got this story within the word where Jonadab, and these are the people that are called the Rechabites, was given a command by their great-grandfather or something like that, not to drink wine. 5 or 6 generations later, they still wasn't drinking wine. Yahweh say, they obeyed their father. Why don't you obey me? Ain't I greater than the Rechabites? These are just men, and these men obeyed their father to this very day. But you don't listen to me. He says, verse 15, I have sent also unto you all my servants, the prophets, rising up early and sending them, saying, return ye now every man from his evil way and amend your doings, and go not after other mighty ones to serve them. And ye shall dwell in the land which I have given to you and to your fathers, but you have not inclined your ear nor hearkened unto me, the same thing that we was just reading in Proverbs. Incline your ear to me, my son. Listen to me, my son. Israel never did that with Yahweh. Never. They're so hard-headed. They've always been a hard-headed, stiff-necked people. And it just went from generation to generation to generation. Priests went corrupt. People went corrupt. And now we have this. We have planet Earth. He says, but you have not inclined your ears nor hearkened unto me. Because the sons of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, have performed the commandment of them, which he commanded them. But this people have not hearkened unto me. So again, if we are going to help keep Abba's name in remembrance, it has to keep on going from generation to generation. The reason why Abraham was how he was and held in the regard that he was is because he was going to teach his kids. Yahweh loved that about him. He's going to teach his sons how to obey Torah. Even though Torah, like it is now, wasn't back then, but everything that Abraham knew, he taught to his kids. You know? That's what we have to do. It can't be a disconnect from generation to generation to be sealed. You know? It has to be. Abba is going to have his glory. We are chosen to help him bring forth the glory within this world. So, again, we have to get on point as far as dealing with these children. You know, let them know that the Heavenly Father is looking at them. You know, when they're going wrong, when they're not doing right, let them know. You know. So, any questions or comments about anything, even, you know, adults too, because it's not exclusive to the kids, but adults. We have to regain the respect that we once had for one another. You know, we have to regain the respect that we once had for one another. I can't imagine. I mean, like I said, I ride the bus, so you hear a lot of stuff. I can't imagine calling my grandma by her name. You know, I really can't. But these children do it like it's they do it too easily, I should say. They do it too easily. And, you know, the respect level is just gone within Israel, within the whole world, actually, you know, because, like I said, it's not exclusive to us, you know. Asians are wilding out just as bad as black people, and so are white people, and so is every other nationality on this planet, you know, but they make a spectacle of us. So that's current, that fear, you know, that respect and that reverence back to where it belongs. You know? And elders have to be held accountable, you know. We're supposed to, you know, elder women are supposed to be teaching the women how to grow up. Elder men are supposed to be teaching the young men how to grow up the way, you know. So it's something that we have to be better taxed to, so to speak.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Father, we ask that you watch over those fine thoughts. Father, we ask God that you can't make it. Thank
you. Blessed are you, Yahweh, King of the universe, Rock of all eternities, righteous in all generations, the trustworthy, mighty one, who says and does, who speaks and fulfills, all whose words are true and righteous. Trustworthy are you, Yahweh, our mighty one, and trustworthy are your words. Not one of your words is turned back to its original, to its origin unfulfilled, but you are mighty one, trustworthy and compassionate King. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the mighty one, who is trustworthy in all his words. Amen.
Amen.